Powerful Women, how are you today? And hello to all of our newcomers and our guests. Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to succeed in life and business. This is your host and success coach, Trina Newby, and of course, we are broadcasting to you live this beautiful Monday, February 13, 2012, and bringing you, as always, inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Well, everybody, wow, what a weekend, huh? I mean, we got crazy news about Whitney Houston, and of course, I'm sure all of you by now have heard that Whitney passed away. And so later on in the show, we are going to do a tribute, and I'm going to share with you how Whitney touched my life. Well, tomorrow, guess what? It is Valentine's Day. And, you know, we all really need to be appreciative of the fact that we have one day out of the year that we focus on love and the meaning of it. And, of course, it's wonderful when we can take a day and celebrate the kind act of showing it. After all, it's the greatest gift that we all possess. So, ladies, I want you to know that I love you and wish you all of the joy, peace, and abundance that your life can hold. And so I want you to make sure that you reach out to someone tomorrow and call them a family person, a friend, an associate, and let them know that you appreciate them and that you love them. Well, we've got a great show lineup for you today. You know, we're going to give you the opportunity to, again, promote your business. So if you're ready with a 30-second introduction, you know, be prepared to press star 1 on your phone keypad, and we'll give you 30 seconds to share with us your business, your website, and the key benefits. Of course, we're going to always share with you what's going on over at WomenAboutBiz.com, and we're going to touch a little bit on last week's show and share with you what went on. And, of course, you can listen at all of our show archives on the website, SuccessfulWomanRadio.com. Just click on Show Archives in the top gray menu bar and then choose whatever month you want to listen to. Our hot topic for today, ladies, is the Sellionaire Factor. And we have a very special featured guest, a gentleman, of course, Antonio Smith, author of the national bestseller, The Sellionaire. And, of course, he's going to share with us, again, some great tips and resources on things that we need to be focused on when it comes to selling. Remember, ladies, if you are in business, you are in sales, and there is no such thing as saying, I don't like to sell if you're in business. And, of course, we're going to give you a great excerpt, if we have time, from the book, How Successful People Think. Give yourself permission to expand your world. And then, of course, a special tribute to Whitney Houston, and we're going to wrap it up with inspiration for your week. So we always, at this point, ask you to give us a blessing by flashing over on another line and dialing another woman who you know needs inspiration for her week. She needs motivation. She needs a pick-me-up, and she needs ideas about how she can be successful. So, ladies, come on. Don't keep this radio show to yourself. Flash over. Dial one other person and ask them to get on the line by dialing 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. And for those of you that prefer to listen online and want to share it with other people, it's blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio, spelled all the way out. Again, blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. And so, again, we want to thank everyone for continuing to share the show and letting people know how we're doing. We've got some listeners all the way from South Africa. Can you believe that? People are waking up in the middle of the night and listening to the show. And we've got listeners from Canada and Australia. And I really want to just say thank you to all of those people who are sacrificing their sleep to listen to Successful Woman Radio Show. Well, I pray that you are learning some things that you can put to use right away in your personal life and in your business. Well, it's that time of day again, and my question to you is, have you been joy pampering? How was your weekend? Did you get a chance to do some of the joy pampering? Remember, ladies, It's your responsibility to receive and bring joy into your life each and every day. Simply take 15 minutes each day to do something that makes you smile, makes you appreciate life, makes you have that warm feeling of satisfaction. Remember, joy pampering is a deliberate act of experiencing emotions of well-being, happiness, and satisfaction. Find your joy, ladies, and hold on to it and let no one else take it from you, for you were born with that ability to give yourself that joy. So remember, joy pamper at least first 15 minutes of every morning. Find out how you can have a more peaceful day, a more satisfied day, just simply by joy pampering. You know, last Monday on the show, and by the way, thank you to all of those who sent me emails on how much 5 ways to keep your dreams and goals passion burning meant to you. For those of you who did not listen to the show last week, we covered so much, but one of the important pieces was 5 ways to keep your dreams and goals passion burning. And, of course, we talked about those 5 ways. Number one, be clear on the why. Number two, you've got to go past your vision. Number three, become the general. Number four, stay inspired, which is so very, very important. And number five, practice unshakable faith. You know, I would have to say out of all of the terms that I've, you know, that I have shared, I would say that unshakable faith is my most favorite because it just means so very much to me. And, of course, unshakable faith is the type of faith and belief that you have in yourself so much so that it jumpstarts you, catapults you into pure action in its purest form. It makes you want to be about action every single moment of your life. And that is what unshakable faith is all about. And, of course, I love the term. And go ahead, share it. Mention it in anything that you want to because it's just such a powerful word, unshakable. Nothing can move you once you have a level of belief in yourself so strong that you know that you are not going to allow any challenges or any obstacles to get in your way. Now, it's not to say that you won't have challenges, but it means that you will not allow them to stop you from what you need to make happen for your life. It's 12:07 after the hour, and for those of you that have just tuned in, you're listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show, bringing you inspiration and motivation every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Well, I just shared with you that information about joy pampering, and I just talked to you about 5 ways, of course, from last Monday to keep your dreams and your goal passions burning. Now it's time for me to ask you yet another question as your coach, and that is, have you been embracing and practicing the no excuses rule? Now, I continue to do that, and I push myself, ladies, to new heights and goals, and I tell you, last week was a total challenge for me. There were some things that I found myself procrastinating on, but I remembered my no excuses rule, and regardless of what got in the way, I was going to make sure that I got these goals done for the week. Again, no excuses means that regardless of the challenges, the obstacles, the frustrations, all of those things that come your way, you'll commit to finding a solution and move forward in your life and business. You know, embrace adopting this rule for yourself, ladies. And then, of course, what you want to do is that you want to stay focused on the no excuses rule. You know, it's just so important for us to take a stand on what we want in life, what our values are going to be about that. Now, you can learn more about the no excuses rule and the 5 ways to keep your dreams and goal passions burning by visiting our SuccessfulWomanRadio.com site. Simply click on Success Blog in the top menu bar, and once on in that area, you'll be able to find whatever you're looking for. We put all of our show notes and information that you will hear on the show is all in the Success Blog. And again, for those of you that have just tuned in, and thank you so much for doing that, you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show with me, Trina Newby, your host and success coach. Well, we've got a great webinar/teleclass coming up on Wednesday, February 22nd at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. It's called Making Things Happen with Gmail and Your Google Calendar. Again, people ask me all the time, how do I do so many things? What do I do to stay organized? Well, let me tell you, ladies, it's not easy, but I have found some things that do actually work. And guess what? They're free. You know, Google has been the leader of the pack in creating great free applications that you can use to be, you know, more productive. And, of course, this is especially true for small businesses on a budget. Gmail is one of the best and most efficient email systems that I personally have used. And, you know, you can do everything on it from having your domain email addresses coming to it to forwarding other email addresses. During this teleclass, you're going to learn how to use both Gmail and Google Calendar together to manage your day-to-day operations, how to properly schedule your events, your tasks, and your appointments, how to set reminders that come to your email so that you don't forget things and let things fall through the cracks, how to invite others to your meetings and events, and how to sync with your Android or iPhone so you can have up-to-date access to your calendar and email at all times. Now, if you've been looking for a good time management system and you wanted something that both serves you on your desktop as well as serves you on your phone, then I want to encourage you to take this teleclass again on Wednesday, February 22nd at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Now, to register, please visit Women About Biz. That's Women About, A-B-O-U-T, Biz, B-I-Z as in zebra, .com. And then, of course, just click on the word events in the top red menu bar and register for this wonderful teleclass brought to you free from Women About Biz. Ladies, thank you so much. And many people are dialing in. And, of course, I know that you guys have just been so wonderful. I want to quickly give you that opportunity to promote yourself and tell us who you are, what your website is, and the benefits of your services or products to us. Just press star 1 on your phone keypad now, star 1 on your phone keypad now, and I will be able to unmute you and let you have your 30 seconds of fame. Go ahead right now, ladies, and press star 1 on your phone keypad to introduce your business. Okay, I see that we have someone whose last four of their phone number is 2899. 2899, you are live on the air. Give us your name, city, and then proceed with sharing info about your business. Go ahead.
Hello?
You're live. Go ahead. You're live on the air, caller.
Hey, this is my chance. It's Antonio Smith, the Shillionaire. Let's close some
deals.
Hey,
deal. Antonio. Go ahead. Go ahead. Of course, I'm going to learn about you a little bit later on, but go ahead.
You know, national best-selling author, also new director right now, and I'm all about showing people how to sell more of their products on a shoestring budget, and I'm so excited to be here on your call with you to be able to, you know, talk to your group and just share some great things that I've learned in marketing in this new economy. It's a new world, a new life. It's move or die. That's what we're living in.
Absolutely.
Move or die.
Absolutely. Well, Antonio, we're going to learn more about you, and you've got to save some of that good stuff for us coming up. So thank you so much. And, ladies, I know that you're going to want to hear what Antonio is talking about. So this is a good time now to make sure that you go ahead and call someone and let them know that the show today is talking about the Sellionaire Factor, and you're going to get some great tips on how you can better sell your products and services. Okay, the next caller is line 3632. Caller, you're live on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Trina. This is Pamela Adams with the BizLink Center. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Pamela. Go ahead.
Good, good. Well, as you know, we are a meeting, training, and an open workspace. So our benefits to the small businesses are getting them out of the coffee shops and the bookstores into a more professional environment for running their business, collaborating with other businesses and meeting their clients, as well as great meeting space and great events and classes that we put on.
Awesome, awesome. And Pam, you know, I first of all, I want to thank you so much for opening up such a very, very needed center, you know, because as business owners, we do need a place where we can go that's affordable, that's very professional and quality, but, you know, we can go there and use it when we need it. Go ahead, Pam, and give us the website and the phone number so people can connect with you.
Thank you. The website is The BizLink Center, and that's thebizlynks.com. And the phone number is 678-825-5201. Look forward to connecting with everyone.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Pamela. Thank you, thank you. And again, ladies, make sure you go visit thebizlinkcenter.com. And, of course, Antonio Smith, he is definitely a salesperson, and he pressed that star one right away, so that shows you right there that he knows what it's about. We have room enough for a couple more people to go ahead and press star one on their phone and let us know about your business. Remember, seize the day and seize the opportunity. That's what it's all about. You've got 30 seconds to share who you are, benefits of your company, and your company's website. And you, as a businesswoman, should definitely want to take advantage of that. The reason being is because if we can't take advantage of things that are being just put right in front of us, when are we going to take advantage of things that are a little bit harder to get? Okay, I see that we have someone on 7772, last four of your phone number. It's 7772. Caller, you're live on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Tina. This is Karen Gustav. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, Karen. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. Thank you so much for the opportunity to speak again today.
Wonderful.
Thank you. I'm a consultant for Isagenix, which is the world leader in nutritional cleansing and replenishment. We not only specialize in weight loss, but also weight gain, building muscle mass, and also weight maintenance. If your issue is not weight loss or gain, you just want to maintain what you have and build lean muscle mass, we have fabulous products that can assist you with that. My telephone number is 678-779-7772, and my website is www.kgustave.isagenix.com.
Wonderful.
Thank you so
wonderful.
Much, Gina.
Thank you, Karen, for being a listener. I see that we have another caller who wants to introduce herself. At last four of your phone number is 5083. 5083, go ahead.
Hi, Trina. My name is Mikeisha Taylor with First Investors Corporation. How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
Hi. Well, I am a financial planner, again, with First Investors Corporation, and I specialize in creating a financial plan instead of a financial product. And that includes retirement, that includes getting your kids to college, that includes saving money on taxes, especially for business women, and most importantly, protecting your assets with life insurance. So it makes sure that I'm there with you throughout all of the changes in your life. And the website is firstinvestors.com. My direct number is 770-818-0700, extension 258.
Extension 258. And First Investment Corp, is First, F-I-R-S-T?
Yeah, First Investors.
First Investors. Mm-hmm. Okay. Go ahead and repeat that website for us all the way out.
Right. It's firstinvestors.com.
Firstinvestors.com, and that's firstinvestors.com, correct?
That's correct.
Wonderful. So we have Pamela Adams with the BizLink Center. The website is thebizlinkcenter.com. And then, of course, we have Karen Gustav with Isagenix, and her website is kgustav, K-G-U-S-T-A-V as in Victor E, dot I-S-A-G-E-N-I-X as in xylophone.com. And then we have Mikeisha Taylor, who is with First Investment Corp. And, of course, you can go to her website at firstinvestors.com. So thank you so much, ladies, for introducing yourself and letting us know about you and who you are. Of course, it is always important to make it happen. And that's about all the time we have right now to allow you to introduce yourself. But thank you so much to those of you who did press star one. Be prepared on next Monday the 20th to do the very same thing. It is 12:20 after the hour, and you're listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. Well, ladies, guess what? We have a gentleman on the show today who I know is going to turn it out with great information, and I'm talking about no other than Antonio Smith. And so what I want to do is just quickly read Antonio's bio and just kind of let you know a little bit about him, and then I will bring him on. Antonio Clyde Smith has been in sales since the age of 12. Get that. Today, a sales trainer and business strategist, Tony conducts seminars throughout the United States, teaching, training, and motivating audiences. His diverse background includes a lifestyle mission statement that focuses on vision, integrity, and diligence. The founder of Antonio Clyde Smith International, he is an author and the creator of several inspirational CDs and DVDs. Tony is committed to bringing out the winner in everyone. And, of course, he is the author of the bestseller, The Sellionaire, and is getting ready to launch his first inspiring movie, The 12 Keys. Antonio, are you there?
Hey, how is it going?
Oh, it's going wonderful, and thank you so much for being on the show today.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for having me. I mean, I'm really excited about being on your show and talking to your audience and just sharing some of the tools and information that I've learned and just marketing right now in a new economy. I want to give them some new things that they can do right now and use to start making some money today right away, some things that they can just implement. So definitely, anyone's on this call, make sure you're got a pen and paper. Make sure you're ready. Go to my website while you're waiting, while you're listening. Find me on Facebook, everything, thesellionaire.com, and I'm definitely ready to share.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, you know, first of all, I want to thank you because I think we met probably about, I don't know, 5 years ago.
Yes.
And, you know, a lot of the times when there are women-only events, men don't participate that much. But I want to give you great kudos. And it just really shows the positive salesmanship that you have, because I remember that you purchased a vendor table at the Influential Woman Atlanta event that I used to hold downtown Atlanta. And I just want to thank you for that. And then we've always kept in touch, me being on your radio show, and then you just always keeping me in the loop, letting me know what's going on with you. And, of course, I'm an avid fan of your book, The Sellionaire, which I think is just such an awesome title. So I just want to, again, you know, just thank you so much for your support of Women About Biz and all that we do here on the Successful Woman Radio Show. So let's just go ahead and dig into this thing.
Yes.
Now, what is the Sellionaire factor?
Well, that's a great question. When you talk about the Sellionaire factor, I want to first say that I think this time in the economy is move or die time. I'm not necessarily saying that you'll be sitting in a chair and you'll croak over if you don't move. What I'm saying is if you really want to be successful, you got to start moving forward with some of the things that you've been really procrastinating about, some of those ideas that you thought about last year, been putting it off and about to go into a whole new part of this year, and you still haven't done it. Now is the time to move your feet, move your butt, so that you can move the numbers in your bank account, move some changes in your life. Do some of the things you always wanted to do. It's move or die season. And when you talk about the Sellionaire factor, I think about the word more, and I kind of break it down as M-O-R-E. The M stands for make. You know, a lot of people are talking about, oh, there's no jobs or no opportunity. Well, make one. Being right here in the United States, one of the greatest nations that there is, people are trying to cross fences and doing all types of things. Just the other day I saw on the news a guy was hiding in a trunk, hiding in the front, the hood of a car, just to try to get here. And you're already here. And opportunity is here. You, basically, what I tell people is find an opportunity or need in the marketplace and charge a fee. You're in business.
Mm-hmm.
That's what people do. The O stands for overcome. And another reason people don't really step out there and do what they want to do, they don't take the steps to try to overcome those internal fears that they may have. Well, maybe I'm just not ready, or it's just not for me, or I'm a female, I'm a male, I'm this, I'm that. And you basically just stay stagnant and never move forward because you're not even stepping out there on faith and trying to overcome those things. The R stands for risk. And I got to say, I mean, most people are not willing to take any type of risk to get the big rewards. We see these people that they've been rewarded with huge successes in their life. These people have taken risk, and with risk comes some instances of failure. There is a quote mm-hmm. that says, the person that has never made any mistakes hasn't done anything.
Mm-hmm.
So the longer that you wait on the wall and you're not being able to take any risk on yourself, you're going to always live that limited life instead of stepping into your unlimited ability to being that person that you read about, being that person in the movie, or being that person that you always wanted to be inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
And the E, which is the last one, is for elevate. Elevate. It's time to really just think of those things and start doing those things. If you do those first four things, you're going to start to elevate your mind. And I think broke entrepreneurs attract broke customers because they're always so negative and they're not optimistic. And part of being an entrepreneur is you have to be able to be optimistic, even in its most challenging times, because that's how you're going to attract those individuals that are going to be able to invest in your company, and you're going to be able to get use those funds to be able to grow and prosper. So that's a big element in your business. And those are the factors of the sellionaire. More.
Wow, and I love that. You know, if I could just quickly repeat it for those of you who are listening, you know, you took the word more to really explain the factor. M stood for, you know, make, which is make your own opportunity, find the opportunity and charge for it. O for overcome. And, you know, Antonio, I really agree with you when you say people don't take the steps to overcome their internal fears. That was real powerful. And then R for risk, and then E for elevate. Wow, that's some good stuff right there. Good stuff.
Thank you.
You know, what made you write that book, The Sellionaire? What made you come up with that title and put that into words?
Well, it was my dream to write a book, and I was at a time in my life where I had just been through so many challenges and ups and downs, and I had just thought to myself, wow, if I can just put this in a book and just make a story of all the challenges that I did, just wouldn't work out. And then I just stepped out there, and it did work out. I mean, just those times where if I can just capture that and put it all in a book, and I can refer mm-hmm. back to it, and it really referred back to what my response was to those challenges that determined my success.
Mm-hmm.
And one month I was having a really slow month, and I was like, man, how am I going to get it? I need about $20,000 this month. And I was on E. I was like, wow. And so many different challenges. One of the banks had closed that we were dealing with all of a sudden, and one of my several clients had backed out of a big deal, and I was like, wow, how are we going to do it? But my response to that is what determined my success. And close to the end of that month, I was sitting there counting money that I didn't really know if we were going to make it or not that month. I didn't know. And I just thought, wow, this is what success is, consistently getting back out there in the field when you've been knocked down. Because I've learned that challenges are going to face you anyway. You're like on a football field playing this game, and you can be sitting down in a chair, and you're going to get tackled by a challenge, regardless if you want to or not. So you might as well stand up on the field and defend yourself, because you don't want to be sitting down and get knocked down. You'd rather be standing up, right, defending yourself. So I wanted to create The Sellionaire to be able to show other entrepreneurs, aspiring entrepreneurs, And even veterans, just maybe if they already know something, just kind of remind them of those essential basics and those skills that you need to succeed in any economy. And once you get those things, you become unlimited. Just that unlimited mindset, what nothing else can determine. What you are, you're the only person that can determine that. You're just unlimited. It don't matter who's the president. It don't matter who's running. It don't matter what's going on outside of your world, because you know how to do it. You got the keys that you need to change any dynamic in your life that you want, when you want to. So that's powerful.
Wow.
We can do that.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Powerful, powerful stuff. And, you know, for those of you that are listening or have just tuned in, this is Trina Newby with the Successful Woman Radio Show, and we're listening to Antonio Smith, our featured guest, author of the bestseller, The Sellionaire. Well, Antonio, tell us, you know, what are the essentials for putting yourself in the right position? Because, you know, a lot of people have been asking me that question as a consultant. You know, how do I get myself out there? What, you know, how do I put myself in the right position?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. And first, I know that Valentine's Day is coming up, and your group, you mainly cater to a lot of women. And I'm a product of a single family parent home, and I know what women deal with in their business. And I saw this. It was almost like a poem, and I thought, like, wow, that's amazing. It said, whatever you give a woman, she'll make it greater. If you give her a seat, she'll make a baby. If you give her a house, she'll make it a home. If you give her groceries, she'll give you a meal. If you give her a smile, she'll give you your heart. If she multiplies and enlarges whatever you give her. So if you give her crap, she'll give you that too.
I like that.
But I think... I was reading a Gallup poll recently that the direct sales industry is a $32 trillion industry, and a huge 87% of that industry are women entrepreneurs. These are women that have, you know, stepped out here in a world that's been controlled by men, and they're making some big changes these days. Jobs there were once like there's not just. Cliche for women to have. It was just now they're doing it and they're making it happen, and they're like the top growing gender right now in business are women entrepreneurs. And I think that what's going to determine your success in business as a female entrepreneur is challenging those things that we all face. And just want to say that women are natural when they already have the attributes that you need to be successful. I mean, they're already nurturing already. They basically know how to multitask. They inherit networking skills and ability to multitask. They're good at delegating and budgeting if they want to. And the instinct, if you build in the business, is to build a foundation. And a mother, if you're a kid, you try to mess with a mother bear, that'll be probably the last time you try it, because she's going to shield and protect her cubs. And that's how you got to be in business. You should build the foundation. You have to protect that. You got to nourish it, almost like a crop, you know. And she's born with the tools to do that, and she has that natural ability and instinct to basically do that. And she also knows how to create new life. I mean, if that's almost like you're taking a risk, because you don't know what's going to actually happen. And you know 9 months you're going to be giving birth to something that you wish for the best. It's already inside of you. And you, if you're willing to sign up for that, I don't know many men that will be willing to sign up for that. You know, so women already have the attributes that you need to be successful. And I think some of the challenges women face are, let's say, finances, confidence, risk, and training. Like the number one thing a lot of people say when they talk about business, oh, I don't have enough money, or, you know, I got to go get this loan from here and there, and maybe your credit, or you have challenges for those types of things. But that's really a small part of it for women if you really want to do something finances. Confidence. I think that how you feel correlates 100% to how much you earn. That's really, really important. That's one of those things you have to consistently work on, is building your confidence. And that comes with being more knowledgeable about the product and the services that you're offering. And it goes back to that risk factor. And I know women want you have that ability to want everything to kind of be comfortable in a way. It's just your ability, it's the ability, but at the same time, if you're willing to take that risk here and there, those calculated risk, that's how you actually reap those big rewards in training. A lot of people don't necessarily step out there and get the training that they need. Like being on a call with you like this, Ms. Newby, and listen to getting mentors like you and being a part of groups like what you have and bringing in a type of female that you bring in from judges to huge business owners. I mean, just power players in their craft. And if you can just grab that and run with it, being an entrepreneur, that's what's going to separate you from the wannabes or the ones that are just talking about it. And instead of when 2013 come around, instead of making a resolution, you found the solution right here in 2012 because this is your year.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of the times, and I'm glad that you brought up the fact that women naturally have a lot of the attributes that they need, a lot of the essentials to really put themselves in the right position. But, you know, Antonio, what I have learned is that somehow a lot of women didn't get told. They possessed all of those traits, and they were doing it, but somehow they didn't know they were doing it. And I think a lot of the times that's why women are so afraid of the word sales. As a matter of fact, you know, one of the most common phrases I hear is that when individuals are evaluating business opportunities, I'll hear a woman say, well, if it has anything to do with sales, I don't want to do it. And so, you know, I came up with the phrase that, remember, if you're in business, you're in sales, because there is no distinction there. If you're not for sales, you can't be for business. Don't you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. And I hear that time after time from people, and they say, oh, is that a sales job, or does that have anything to do with being in sales? I'm not a salesperson. And they're usually telling me that they don't have much to offer in their ability. That's really what they're telling me, because every successful leader was sales. Martin Luther King was a salesperson. Obama, President Bush, we were all salespeople that were willing to persuade you, so to speak, on what they're going to be able to do, their possibilities for you to vote for them, for you to follow them. So if you're saying you're not in the sale, you just really don't have much to offer. But the thing is, we're going through a crisis in parts of American people's mind to where they're thinking that more people are more dependent than independent. And the mindset has shifted over the last several years to where people are really starting to recognize, like, wow, you know, I can make it happen. I can be dependent and be the owner of my own business. They're starting to realize that this so-called, you know, job stage is not that secure. You know, when you have a company that's going to lay off people and pay you a severance pay just to leave, $100,000 just to leave, why would you continue to think in the same mindset that you'll be able to get to where they are in their career and be able to retire when they're trying to get people to leave? So that's one. You know, I just don't understand it. So if you stepped out and you're starting your own business, you got a new opportunity, I mean, I commend you, because you're so far ahead, because a lot of people are starting to realize that there's no financial security. It's just really a facade or an oasis, just an idea that someone put out there, and it's starting to unravel so quickly to where the only way you're going to be able to survive and be financially successful is if you create that opportunity right now.
Absolutely. Now, you know, you've just hit on so many points. And again, ladies and all of our guests, I hope that you are taking some good notes, because Antonio's giving us some excellent food for thought and things that we really need to be thinking about as we try to position and move ourselves forward. Antonio, you know, how can a businesswoman separate herself in this 21st century? Because, boy, so much has changed, you know, so much has changed from the 90s to now. You know, everything is, it seems like it's even more escalated. You know, everything is instant gratification, and, you know, people are really into you catering to them, and things have changed with the client customer. They are really reverting back to the relationship. You know, what is going to help business women to separate themselves and just being average in that customer's mind?
That's a great question. I think one of the number one things is to get certain about what you really want. I mean, when you're just uncertain about anything, about a relationship that you're in, about opportunity that you're in, about something going on in your family, you're just not there mentally. You're just so uncertain.
Mm-hmm.
But when you can just 100% focus in and get certain about what you really want, how much money do you really want to make, how far do you really want to take this opportunity, everything releases. And I know that where energy flows, where your focus goes.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
when you focus in on what you really, really want, and that's really a key that is essential to just opening up the unlimitedness that you already have, and just really creating that certainty about what you want and not letting things just kind of be out there and uncertain right
mm-hmm.
now. And I do have five things that I
Wonderful.
Can give you right now. I call them the five P's, okay? The first one is profit. Way too many people tell people to just focus on their brand. If
mm-hmm.
you're not focusing on making money, you will never even have a brand that people can recognize.
Mm.
You're not on a level to where you're like Geico, where they can put up a big billboard and they don't have to put the phone number up because the brand is like 100% market penetration right now.
Mm-hmm.
But when you start now, you're just yourself, or you got a couple of people that you work with, one or two people. You shouldn't be focusing on giving out everything for free, and
mm-hmm.
just basically building this brand, thinking that okay, if people just know about brand, they're gonna buy something. No,
mm-hmm.
you need to be focusing on money making activities. That's basically gonna put some money in your pocket to where you can start making the income that you need. Then the brand comes later on in the business. But right now, you're trying to break free and basically build that foundation for your company. The second one is presentation. And I think it was great how you had your guests to come online earlier and do a presentation on their business. And I think not too many people really focus on perfecting their presentation. And that's what's
mm-hmm.
going to make you sharper in front of your customer. I think you should always have a 30-second presentation. You should have a 30-minute presentation. And if you're in a situation, basically do like an hour one if necessary. But
mm-hmm.
people need to get what you have immediately. They shouldn't have to think hard about it. They should be able to immediately pick up, wow, this is what it's about, and be able to make a decision on the spot about what you offer. So if you perfect
mm-hmm.
the system for your presentation, that's what will basically start you help you earning the money and creating the system that you need in your business. The next one is a pit stop. And I say pit
mm-hmm.
stop, when a car is riding around in a circle, they have to stop and get checked out. They got to get the tires changed. They got to check the oil. If they want to just keep on going around in this circle and win the race, they got to stop and take a pit stop. And especially with the holidays coming, Valentine's Day, take a pit stop and take care of yourself. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I know when I'm having a challenging day, I might go in and get a massage for like
mm-hmm.
an hour. And just stop everything for that hour and just kind of think about some of the things that maybe it didn't work out right or it did work out right. And that gives me a whole new energy to be able to
mm-hmm.
go out there and do this thing all over again. You can't just wait for the weekends to make a pit stop. You got to make that pit stop sometime. Take a breather. Take a release. Take a spa day. Take a good drive out to a country town, swimming then or something, just kind of get away because that'll give you new energy to get back
mm-hmm.
in there and do this all over again. The fourth one is pushing. You got to be continuously pushing forward regardless of your fears. And everyone has the same fears. And if you can do something that you really want to do, regardless if the fear is there or not, that's when you break free. I remember times where I would get in a situation where I'm driving or I get a flat tire, and that would just throw my whole day off. Now,
mm-hmm.
if I'm in a situation like that, I'm like, boom, let me just call AAA and go get lunch. And
mm-hmm.
when things don't affect you like that, that's when you start to develop that mastery of being able to cultivate a winning lifestyle. when you can basically not let things like that throw you off track. You throw it off track because someone's going to be thrown off track. You're going to either throw it off track where it leaves you alone, or it's going to throw you off track.
Wow,
the
good
next
stuff, good stuff.
Thank you. And the next one is pulling. You got to consistently be doing what you're doing right now on this call by pulling from experience of others, like getting the mentor, pulling from their experience, going into industry insiders and what kind of techniques they're using, going to the training, going to the seminars, investing in the books that you really need. Because when you pull that information, it just basically makes you more valuable as a person. And now all you got to do is take that value to the marketplace and charge a fee. Now you're making money.
Wow.
So that's what's going to make a difference.
This is just absolutely, ladies, again, I hope you're taking notes on all of this because I sure am. I'm forgetting that I'm even the host of the show because I'm sitting here taking notes and listening. So you guys need to make sure that you get these notes because Antonio said some things just now when he gave us these five cellular tips. He said some things that, you know, just make me want to go back and, again, look at some things that I am doing and make sure that I incorporate all of these tips, profit, presentation, pit stop, especially like pit stop because we do need to take time for ourselves, pushing and pulling. All of these are so excellent, five Ps that we can't live without if we are businesswomen. Excellent, excellent. Antonio, I know that you've got so much going on. But one thing that I'm excited about is you have a premiere getting ready to come, which is the 12 Keys. And so could you quickly share that information with us and let us know what that is all about?
Absolutely. You know, I've been in business for over 20 years, and there are 12 things that I've learned that guarantee my business and any venture that I've started. And I turned it into a movie called The 12 Keys. And I know if you were able to tap into these 12 keys, even get part of these, it can just be life-changing for your business, for whatever you're trying to do. These 12 keys are just essential. If you can just harness the power that they're going to give your business. And basically, you start to use them in your business. And let that be like your, go back to your notebook, your list that you go back to and put it in your diary, put it in your portfolio, your goal book, just to kind of refer back to from time to time, is life-changing. These are the 12 keys. And I turned to a movie, we're going to be doing a premiere this Saturday at the Holiday Inn Perimeter. Tickets are $20 for this event. I know you're going to do some giveaways right for your group. And we have a ton of people that have already registered for this event. It's going to be a great event for you to get out here and see these 12 keys and at the same time network with other individuals. We're going to also lay out the new economy strategy that I've been using. I'm going to share that with you after the movie for those that want to stay after the movie. And also have an expert there who's going to show you how to do video marketing if you have a video, some tips that you can use with that. So it's going to be a great time at this event. It's going to start around 9 that morning and go up to 12 for this event. And then later that evening we have an after party. So we're going to be learning a whole lot in the data we can use right away in our business. And that evening we're going to take a pit stop.
Wonderful. Well, I'm going to be there front and center. And again, I think on last Monday I mentioned to the listeners that I'm going to be there. And again, I have four spaces available for those who want to actually be with me that day on Saturday the 18th. I ask that you email me at tnewby@womenaboutbiz.com. That's T as in Trina, Newby, N-E-W-B-Y, at womenaboutbiz.com. But right now, we've got some prizes to give away on behalf of Antonio. We've got two tickets to the 12 Keys. So if you're in the Atlanta area or around the Atlanta area, this is excellent for you. And he's also giving away two copies of his book, The Cellionaire. So what I'm going to do is I'm first going to offer a prize to the person that presses star one on their phone. And if you already have pressed star one before, just press star one again, and it will let us know that you still want to come on. And I'm asking my producer, Andrea, to go ahead and let us know the first person. So, again, just press star one, and you'll be a winner of one of those prizes. And, Antonia, first of all, thank you so much for donating those prizes. It's a real blessing. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for you coming on the show and just really giving almost like a mini seminar for all of us here at Successful Woman Radio. Thank you so much. Now, listen, you know that this is not the last time, right?
Right.
You know you're going to have to come back on at Successful Woman Radio. You know that we've got to do something together through Women About Biz. So, of course, we'll be talking, and I'm excited to be at your premiere on Saturday at the 12 Keys, and I'm excited about going to the after party. I'm just looking forward to spending the day with you. So for those of you, again, that are in and around the Atlanta area, it is going to be this Saturday, February 18th, the launch of the 12 Keys with Antonia Smith from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Location is at the Holiday Inn Dunwoody, 4386 Shamley Dunwoody Road. And, of course, again, you can get all of this information by simply visiting SuccessfulWomanRadio.com and clicking on events. And we've got everything right there for you, the registration link that will take you to Antonio's site. So please, if you can make it, I would love to see you there. And if you do come, you know I'm going to get upset if one of our listeners is there and you don't come up to me and introduce yourself. So you know you got to put that on your to-do list. Antonio, thank you so much for being a part of the show. Thank you.
My pleasure, Ms. Newby, and definitely, you know, many blessings to you for what you do for so many people.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you. Well, it looks like we have our first prize winner on 3608, line 3608. Caller, you're live on the air. Go ahead. If the last four of your phone number is 3608, you're on the line. Give us your name and the city you're calling from.
Oh.
Caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Your name and city, please.
It's Veronica Franklin, Shelby, North Carolina, and I just realized my last four numbers was 3608.
I know. We use the cell phone so much, we forget to look at our own telephone number. Isn't that something? Well, Veronica, welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, and you are the winner of the book, The Sellionaire, by Antonia Smith. And, of course, you'll be given a call after the show, and we'll get your address and make sure you get that book within 14 working days, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, our next caller is on line 7557. 7557. Caller, go ahead. You're live.
Hi, Trina. It's Dee. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine, Dee. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. Great show. Great information.
Thank you so much. Well, Dee, you are the winner of the ticket to the 12 Keys, and that is this Saturday starting at 10 a.m., and the producer will call you after the show and get all of your information. Then we'll make sure that you get the information you need to register at the door that day, okay?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Our next caller is line 5316. 5316, caller, you're live on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Rosalie. Thanks so much, Trina, for all the information. And Tony, I would like
wonderful.
To get the book. The book, The Sellionaire.
Oh, wonderful. Well, you are the winner of the book, The Sellionaire. And
hey.
Rosalie, what city are you calling from?
What area? I'm in Stone Mountain, Georgia.
Wonderful. Well, welcome to Successful Woman Radio.
Thank you.
Thank
for everything.
You.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And our next caller is line 6300. 6300, caller, you're live on the air. Go ahead.
Yay! This is Mignon Patterson. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
Mignon,
you.
Mignon, you won something. Wonderful. You are the winner of a ticket to the 12 Keys event on this Saturday, the 18th.
Yay! Thank you.
Wonderful,
thank you.
Wonderful. And, of course, For those of you that may not know it, Mignon is the network leader of one of our Empower Circles over in Fayette County. And so you can connect with her anytime just by going to Women About Biz and looking at our networking event location and clicking on Fayette. But Mignon always says, I never get a chance to win. So, Mignon, I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. Me too.
Wonderful, wonderful. And
great
there you
training.
Have it,
Thank
ladies.
You so much for bringing Anthony to us, Antonia.
Wonderful, wonderful. You're welcome. And, ladies, there you have it. We have our prize winners, Veronica Franklin, Dee, Rosalie, and Mignon Patterson. Thank you so much, ladies, for pressing star one. And, of course, where is the time going? You know, the time just always slips and runs away with us. But at this time, ladies, I would like to go ahead and pay a special tribute to someone who's dear to me because I listened to her music when my husband was in the Navy and out to sea for 6 and 8 months at a time. Both of us loved Whitney Houston, and we listened to her music all of the time. And so I just wanted to pay tribute because this weekend was quite a shock for me. At 48 years old, still so much life to live, and at 48 years old, she passed away. You know, and again, like I said before, her music was very special to me. But what I want to do here at Successful Woman Radio is that we are all about positivity and we are all about success. And, you know, there are so many speculations going around out there. However, I want to keep it upbeat and positive and just let you know a little bit about Whitney. Whitney was born in Newark, New Jersey in 1963, August 9th. The third and youngest child of Army serviceman and entertainment executive John Russell Houston, Jr. And her mother was Sissy Houston, another famous gospel singer. She was an American recording artist, actress, producer, and model. Whitney had much success that a lot of people may not realize, but in 2009, the Guinness World Record cited her as the most awarded female act of all time. Her awards include 2 Emmys, 6 Grammys, 30 Billboard Music Awards, and 22 American Music Awards, among a total of 415 career awards in her lifetime. She was also one of the best-selling music artists, having sold over 170 million albums, singles, and videos worldwide. And, of course, Whitney attributes her success and all to all of her mentors, her mother, Sissy Houston, Dionne Warwick, Dee Dee Warwick, and her godmother, Aretha Franklin, the mother of soul. And, of course, she began all of it by singing in her church, her church's gospel choir. And, of course, that is the case for so many noted African-American actors and singers. And so we want to pay tribute to Whitney Houston. And I just want to say to everyone who's listening is that, you know, we should always try to find the positive because it's sad when you hear someone that you maybe grew up with. It's sad to hear that they passed, and especially at such an early age. But here's something I want you guys to remember. I want you to remember to live each day as though it were your last. Move forward. Move forward like Antonio talked about. Create your goals and make it happen, and don't stumble and don't allow fear to set you back, but move forward. And so at the end of this show, I want to leave you with one of my favorite songs by Whitney, I Really Love the Lord. Make sure that you tune in next Monday on February the 20th as we'll talk about the millionaire mindset, the millionaire mindset. Ladies, I love you. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone. And I leave you now with a tribute to Whitney Houston as she sings, I Really Love the Lord.
The Lord, He heard my
Thank you so much, ladies, for listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. Tune in on Monday, February 20th, for our next show at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Stay blessed, everyone. Have a beautiful Valentine's Day. Take care.